Memoranda can be artful, although you don't usually hang them on the wall. But in Studio 360, we now have an incredible collection of beautiful letters and envelopes suitable for framing. In August, we asked listeners to send us mail art. And it was great to see how enthusiastically you came through. For weeks, a stream of amazing things poured in through the mail drop. Envelopes big and small, glittery, fragile, colorful, sturdy, crumpled, three-dimensional. We got a minimalist collage from Copenhagen and a shellacked piece of wood from Paris. An oversized black envelope from Illinois laid out our show name in embossed gold calligraphy, complete with gilded Celtic tracery framing the address. And one person mailed us a square chunk of clay, virtually naked, our address and the postage stamps applied directly to its cellophane wrapper. But how and why would someone mail a piece of toast made of actual white bread, no packaging, the address stamped directly on it? I called up the sender, Jay Sylvester, and asked him.
Well, actually, even before I put it in the toaster, I let it sit out for a while, and I let it get really stale and kind of dry. And then I've gone through the experimentation with my new toaster to sort of get that perfect kind of griddle kind of burn mark. And then, I just sort of apply this plastic acrylic polymer, and I just put a bunch of coats on it, and I let it dry, and then, I finally stick a label on it and put some postage in and throw it in the mailbox.
And that just the sheer act of sticking a piece of toast with an address and a couple of stamps on it in the mailbox must have, do your heart proud, or just give you a sense of impish pleasure.
That's the great thing about the Postal Service. You stick enough postage on it, and if you don't put a return address, they are sort of compelled by their, sense of duty and, civil service to deliver it.
I hadn't even thought of that. The lack of the return address is what forces them in their through sleet and rain missionary statement to deliver it no matter what, isn't it?
They are honor bound.
Well, thanks very much.
Oh, thanks. I really enjoy your program.
Great. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You can see an image of Jay Sylvester's toast card at studio360.org. I also phoned Charles Novich, who sent his mail art from my hometown, Omaha, Nebraska. Is this Charles?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson.
Oh, hi, Kurt.
Well, I wanted to thank you for sending this beautiful piece in, and it is, I think, if we were going to give prizes, it is just the most kind of virtuosic piece of figurative art we got in these scores and scores of submissions.
Well, thank you. Thank you. What a nice thing to say.
But now we need to describe it for our listening audience, and I believe it's a baby bottle nipple, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
With a open safety pin poked through the nipple and observed sort of from a bird's eye view.
Exactly, yes.
Very beautiful watercolor, I guess.
Well, thank you.
Is this particular imagery a kind of work you do in other media a lot?
Well, not a lot. I mean, I've been painting for a while now, but in Omaha, we actually have a biennial erotica show, believe it or not. And when I first got invited to show, I thought, well, gosh, what am I going to do? And at the time, we had babies, and so things like rubber nipples and safety pins were plenty.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting seeing it by itself. Now that I know the context in which it was imagined, the show of erotic art, the kind of restraint is another interesting aspect. Since, outside of the context of erotic art, one wouldn't necessarily think of it as erotic.
Oh, no. I mean, it'd be perfectly fine in a baby's room, too,
A little edgy for a baby's room,
yeah,
maybe.
Perhaps so, yes.
I'm Kurt Anderson, back in Studio 360 with Jhumpa Lahiri. We are going to hear from another mail enthusiast later in the show, And you can see some of the mail art we received at Studio360.org.